All right, if you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter number 18. 1 Kings chapter number 18. The title of my sermon is Unashamed of the Gospel. Unashamed of the Gospel. And I want to put an emphasis on the gospel because there's a lot of things that we can be unashamed of in this life, whether it be some kind of achievement, whether it be a business, whether it be riches or wealth. You know, there's a lot of things that we can be unashamed of, but the Bible teaches that we should be unashamed of the gospel. Now, you're there in 1 Kings chapter number 18. We have a lot of people here that are unashamed of something. Let's take a look there at verse number 19. The Bible reads, so this is Elijah speaking. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. So here we see Elijah, he's rebuking Ahab for him serving Baal, and he's saying, hey, let's gather together all the prophets of Baal and all Israel. So notice this, it also says all Israel is there as well. So there's a big group of people here, of false prophets, as well as just the children of Israel. They're just gathered together at this place. And skip down there to verse number 26. So basically in this story, just to kind of set up some context, you have the prophets of Baal and you have Elijah, and both of these groups have a bullock and they're going to call to their God and pretty much pray for fire to come down from heaven to devour that bullock. Now let's see what the children of Baal do, or the prophets of Baal. The Bible reads in verse 26, and they took the bullock which was given them and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar, which they made. Notice, these people are in front of everybody, crying out to Baal from morning even until noon. They're crying out for hours and hours unto a rock, unto a stump, unto somebody that's no God. And, you know, they're doing this in front of a lot of people. They have a lot of boldness, and they're not ashamed to do this thing. Skip down to verse number 28. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. And, you know, people that are wicked, you know, oftentimes they're going to be cutting themselves. And, you know, they're making a big show. They're unashamed of wickedness. And, you know, we see people today that are out and proud. And, you know, there's false prophets out there that are unashamed to preach a false gospel in order to get money. And the prophets of Baal here are no different. And they're cutting themselves all the way up until the evening. You know, verse number 29, the Bible reads, and it came to pass when midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any that regarded. So these people are yelling out, they're crying out, they're cutting themselves, they're calling out unto Baal all day long, and they get no answer. But hey, they're unashamed of that. They're doing that, you know, without fear. And, you know, Elijah, he ends up calling on the name of his God, and God ends up sending fire down and devouring his sacrifice because Elijah was bold. And, you know, even in this story, we have 450 prophets of Baal, and we have one Elijah. You know, even though Elijah was outnumbered, he had the boldness. He was unashamed of the God of the Bible. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. And, you know, people often are unashamed to make a fool of themselves, you know, whether it be the prophets of Baal, whether it be a false prophet. You know, people just say the stupidest things online, also on social media, where they just run their mouth and they're not ashamed of it. You know, they do it, they have a following, and they just say the stupidest things, you know, even if it makes them a fool. Or they'll just make like a stupid TikTok video of them like wrecking and like a bike crash or something. And they're not ashamed of it. But hey, we should be unashamed of the gospel. Look down in Romans chapter number 1, verse number 16. The Bible reads, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. You know, we ought not to be ashamed of the gospel. We should glory in it. We should go out and preach the gospel. You know, we as mighty men, we should take the charge and we should go out and preach the gospel on a weekly basis. You know, it's the power of God. It's able to change somebody's eternal destiny. You know, the prophets of Baal, they're calling out to a rock. You know, we have the rock. We have Jesus Christ, who's able to change somebody's eternal destiny, you know, just by a simple faith in him. And, you know, hey, why are we ashamed of the gospel? You know, the false prophets, the wicked people, they're not ashamed of their false god. The sodomites, they're not ashamed of being a freak. You know, we ought not to be ashamed of the truth. We ought not to be ashamed of the gospel. That's all I got.